The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
John Fardy is here, a man who's paid his share of tolls in his time.
In every sense of the phrase, Pat, if this studio could talk.
Anyway, you are going to talk about something I watched the first episode of last night. I think it's six episodes in all.
Six, so manageable in this age of sprawling TV shows. Six is pretty good.
Apple cider vinegar.
And there's a lot has been written about this. And I think even certain proponents of the wellness industry are worried about the kickback that it's causing against the wellness industry. But it is about a real life person. Every episode begins with this is a true story based on a lie. Bella Gibson was this Australian influencer. She kind of came out of nowhere claiming she had brain cancer. And that her healthy lifestyle mitigated against the against the symptoms. And, you know, in order, you buy her healthy recipes and download them from her cooking app and her food app, the whole pantry, you could aspire to be this.
And this was the beginning of social media influencing.
Yes.
It was in Australia she started. So how successful did she become? How many millions of followers did she have?
Millions. Wildly successful. And that in a way, you know, she flew so close to the sun, because what happened was in various interviews, there appeared to be some inaccuracies in different narrative renderings she'd given of her life as well. And the SH1T hit the fan eventually in the late noughties. Now, there's interviews with her online. Even Netflix have put up one from Australia, 60 Minutes. But what I really like about this is there are plenty of shows where, you know, she's actually one of the actress who plays her, Kathleen Dever, was in Dopesick.
She was brilliant in Dopesick.
Absolutely. And she's brilliant in this. But there are plenty of shows about, I suppose, people scamming people or people claiming to be things they're not and all. But what I really like about this is, it's not that she's not the villain. She is the villain. But it's a somewhat sympathetic rendering of who she is.
As I say, I watched the first one.
Yeah.
And it starts with her looking for PR help.
Yeah.
And the guy is saying, and I think you have a clip to demonstrate this.
This will give you a sense of who she is.
I was diagnosed with a stage 4 brain tumour.
Really?
Yes.
You have medical records that prove that you have terminal brain cancer.
I'll have them sent to you.
Okay, good. If you were lying, if you'd gotten confused along the way, you're here asking for my professional advice and guidance. This is a no-judgment space.
Go on, then. Guide me.
Best case on what I gotta go on. You go dark, you change your name, you get a good lawyer, you should have one already.
I can't abandon my company, heck. You know what it's like. I have staff and backers. Not to mention momentum that is unquantifiable.
It's gone. Forget about it.
Okay, look, I'm not here for your legal advice or your business help.
Then why are you here?
I've come to you specifically because I want my reputation back.
Lost cause.
Yeah, very, very much so. And the thing about I love her portrayal of this is she is very believable for a lot of the time.
And she's an American actress, and I know opinion has been divided about her Australian accent, but the less Australian the Australian accent is, the more pleasant it is to my ear, I have to tell you.
I hear what you're saying, but I thought she sounded pretty decently Australian to me. She does a brilliant performance in it, but it captures this idea of someone who was very good at inveigling herself in and could be all things to all men and women. She does that brilliantly in it, I thought, really. And as well, what she does is, you know, someone along the line of the show says, you know, she didn't have friends, she had hosts. And you can see the wheels going around in her mind when she meets people. What am I going to get out of this person? But she's also a committed mother. She had a child from a bad relationship early on. And you do feel somewhat that the driving force behind this is that her child not be in poverty.
Yeah, now there's a scene, it's not a spoiler to say this, but there's a heartbreaking scene really at the beginning, her baby shower.
Oh, stop. And absolutely. I'm glad. I wasn't sure if that was in the first episode.
Yeah.
She's having a baby shower and no one shows up. And as the show slowly goes on, you realize this kind of thing happened to her a lot in her life. Her mother is this deeply unpleasant woman who still seems to be in her life, who just spent her life putting her down. And this idea of inventing her own reality started very early on.
Now, there's a second character who's very important to this. This is Mila.
Yeah, who was an influencer as well, who also had cancer and...
For real?
Yes, and claimed that, you know, her lifestyle and juices in particular were going to, and successfully, she claimed, helping her battle this. Now, she is sincere in what she's claiming, and it appears she wasn't out to make any money. She's also dealing with the fact that her own mother becomes quite ill, and her parents are really worried, particularly her dad, about the route she's taking.
8,000 US. By what? By 2 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Plus airfares to Mexico.
Well, we could probably get there on points.
I have 5,000 saved already.
And I can chip in.
Once the blog hits 20,000 followers, that's when advertisers come in.
No. All right, you had your break. All right, we need to use proper doctors.
Oh, because you know. You've looked at none of the research I've sent you.
It's juice. Is that what it is? Juice? Yeah? Because I'll go down the shops now. I'll make you as many juices as you like, Mila. But you need to go back and see Dr. Shu. Look, love, when you build a house, you hire someone with a builder's license.
Dad.
What?
This is not a house.
Listen.
This is my body.
When you put the plumbing in, you hire a plumber, a tradesman, someone who's studied it. If someone's promising you something that sounds too good to be true, do you know what, Mila? It is.
Now, the extraordinary thing, I haven't come to the end of this yet, only seen the first episode, but I mean, does the law get involved in all of this?
I don't want to give kind of spoilers on that, but let's say it reaches a pleasing conclusion, I think it's fair to say. Can I just, as a citizen, if nothing else, I fear, though, this will be a real backlash against the wellness industry. And anyone saying I can cure cancer with a juice should be, you know, kicked to touch. But, you know, in the same way that movie Sideways apparently got rid of Merlot sales because he says, I'm not drinking any effing Merlot. I would hate to think the entire wellness industry would die on this Netflix documentary because it's not all, you know, people selling juices.
Now, explain the narrative style of this.
It's brilliant because it's all over the place, but it comes together. We meet her kind of at the end in that clip we played where she's scrabbling around to try and control the message because the message is falling apart and sales are way down and people are onto her. And yet it will then suddenly move to her childhood and then occasionally will show you the starting of the whole pantry. So it moves around brilliantly. And then we have Millie, the other character you talked about, who comes into play as well. So they put it together brilliantly. Like Netflix have spent a lot of money on this and it shows.
Really terrific. A texter saying, Caitlin Dever, absolutely excellent in apple cider vinegar, which was superb. Screen time this week.
The great Angela Bassett, who I was delighted to talk to. She's in this Netflix series we talked about, Zero Day, and she talks about Boys in the Hood, playing Tina Turner. She also slags my accent. This has now happened twice in 2 weeks with Hollywood stars. I said Dublin, she said Dublin. So
Dublin.
Terrible. But anyway, I took one for the
anyway,
team.
Anyway, has Bob arrived yet? No?
Oh yeah, he was on last week. Did you not see the videos? Good heavens.
Okay. John Farley, presenter of Screen Time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.